Leno to the side of the goal. Shot out in front. Here's a chance. Abdul Skater scores! He scored on the second chance. He got the first one. It was saved by Fleury. It came right back to him. He fires it in. The crowd erupts 3-1 Detroit.
Ken Cowell with the call on WXYT in Detroit as Justin Abdelkader's first ever NHL goal came in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final and completed the Red Wings' 3-1 win over Pittsburgh. Chris Osgood got the win in net, and it ran his finals record to 9-2. The .818 winning percentage is the highest among the 34 goalies who have 10 or more Cup Final decisions. Last year, Detroit opened the final with two wins, so the Pens were intent on not having history repeat itself.
Left side of the tank, sets it up for Gonchar. Doesn't shoot it, going down with Zetterberg. Right side to Malkin, slapper stop, rebound in front. Penguins trying to jam it in, can they? They can't get it free, but Malkin has it. Wrist shot, stopped by Osgood, it went in! It went off his body, and the Penguins will score! Evgeny Malkin gives the Penguins a 1-0 lead.
Mike Lang on the Penguins Hockey Network as Evgeny Malkin put Pittsburgh on the board late in the first, but the Wings had answers in the second.
3 seconds to go on the Red Wing man advantage. Filppula chasing it down. Dupuis got there. Bothered from behind by Hossa, stole it. Now it comes to the blue line. Filppula holds it in. Penalty is over, but the Red Wings dangerous down low. Hossa with a shot. Fleury the save. Rebound on the doorstep. Backhand try! Red Wings score! Valtteri Filppula put it home! And a 2-1 Detroit lead.
Ken Cal again as Valtteri Filppula tallied the eventual game winner, and once again Detroit would head to the Steel City with a 2-0 lead. Justin Abdelkader scored again to become the first rookie to score goals in consecutive Stanley Cup Final games since the North Stars' Dino Cicerelli scored in each of the first 3 games of the 1981 final against the Islanders. Game 3, and the Penguins needed to duplicate last year's effort, but in order to claim victory, they'd have to battle from behind.
Zetterberg stick handles back and forth. Got it to the left point to Cronwall. Backhands it to Zetterberg. Top of the left circle across. Here's a chance. The Wings score! A quick shot from the right faceoff circle taken by Johan Franzen, and the Red Wings take a 2-1 lead on the power play goal.
Johan Franzen with his 12th goal of the playoffs, and Ken Cowell with the call on WXYT in Detroit as the Red Wings took the lead, but Pittsburgh definitely claimed a power play advantage.
Gonchar with the Penguins to Malkin, near boards, right wing side. Halfway holding the puck, cross rink pass for Letang. It gets the puck and fires it, scores! Chris Letang sneaks it by Osgood, and the Penguins have tied the game at 2.
Mike Lang again on the Penguins Hockey Network as Chris Letang nodded the game before the end of the first, and after a scoreless second period, the Pens again turned to the extra man.
Crosby back to Letang, got to look and shoot it quickly, does, off the stick of Osgood. Back around to the near corner. Malkin to the Penguins with a disc. Malkin, center point to Gonchar. Half slapper, shoots and scores! Sergei Gonchar! And the Pittsburgh Penguins have the lead!
Sergei Gonchar's tally would be the difference, and Pittsburgh would go on to a 4-2 victory. Evgeny Malkin assisted on the first 3 goals of the game. Combine that with an assist on the lone goal in Game 1 and scoring the only Penguins goal in Game 2, and Malkin is just the second player in league history to record a point on each of his team's first 5 goals of a final series, joining Henri Richard, who did it in 1960. Malkin scored the opening goal of Game 4, but the Wings seemed to gain momentum in a span of 2 minutes and 37 seconds.
Good feed over the line of Zetterberg. Shoulder fake, moves in, left circle. Circles in behind the goal. Looking for an opening, got it back in the line of Stewart, drives the shot, he scores! Brad Stewart fires it in from long range. A quick goal by Detroit here in the second period. 2-1 Wings.
Ken Cal again as Brad Stewart scored 46 seconds into the second period after Darren Helm had put Detroit on the board late in the first. Then Brooks Orpik was called for tripping to give the Wings a power play.
To Holsterman, he winds it around the boards. Far wing, the Penguins come up with it. Here's Talbot up to Stahl. Put Propulski back. Stahl going to the net. Moves in on goal and he shoots the goal!
Jordan Stahl with the tying goal, and that started a scoring spree. Sidney Crosby scored a minute 59 after Stahl and then put his setup skills on display as Tyler Kennedy finished off a 4-2 series evening triumph with Pittsburgh's 3rd goal in a span of 5 minutes and 37 seconds. Mike Lang again on the Penguins Hockey Network.
Gonchar with the Penguins to Malkin, near boards, right wing side. Halfway holding the puck, cross rink pass for Letang. It gets the puck and fires it, scores! Chris Letang! Sneaks it by Osgood, and the Penguins have tied the game at 2.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.